the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We come to the feast of Christ the King. Every year, in her great wisdom and love, the Church takes this final Sunday of our liturgical year to remind us that, indeed, Jesus Christ is the Lord. Jesus Christ is the King. Everything that we have said about him this year, everything that we've celebrated about him, is meant to come to this point to recognize him as King and ruler of our lives, the one to whom absolute obedience and allegiance is due, Jesus Christ the Lord. Even as we see in the gospel, he's reigning, but his throne is the cross. He's seemingly defeated to the eyes of the world, but he is still king, because what seemed like terrible defeat was, in truth, absolute victory. Satan had been defeated, and this was only the beginning of the new kingdom. The second reading, this marvelous reading from St. Paul, begins that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Do you want to know what God looks like? Look at Jesus. He is the visible image of the invisible God. St. Paul continued on. He said that through him, everything continues in being. He's holding it all together in being, and that in him, all the fullness of God is pleased to dwell. Absolute fullness resides in him. These are words speaking of the divinity. More than a great prophet or magnificent teacher, Jesus is himself God. All were created through him. All were created for him. Everything. He is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords. A lesson for us today, something for us to truly take home and think about. We need to take stock in our actual commitment to Christ as King right now, beginning today. You and I are likely here because, at least on some level, we believe and accept that Jesus Christ is the King. But as we celebrate his kingship today, let us recall the truth that he is not our King if we do not listen to him. He is not our King if we do not love him. He's not our King if we do not serve him and follow him. We belong to him when his gospel penetrates every facet of our lives. Not just a lot of our lives, not even just most of our lives, but every aspect of our being, our words, our deeds, because God is never separated from any of that. But let's be honest with ourselves. We tend to compartmentalize faith in Christ as one of the many things that we're juggling around, right? My sports, my entertainment, my faith, my job, my whatever. It's just one of many things. But that is not how a disciple lives. It's how the world lives, but not a disciple. I must let him reign in all parts of my life, my body, my thoughts, my heart, and my will. In every moral decision that you and I face, there is a choice between Christ the King or Barabbas. In tough situations, we can ask ourselves the question, what does Jesus, my King, want me to do or say in this situation? In 1927 in Mexico, when Mexico was in the grips of a government that was bent on getting rid of the Catholic Church and was sure that it would succeed, it was a priest named Father Miguel Agustin Pro. He was arrested for the crime of being a priest. They sentenced him to die by firing squad. But listen to what he said just before he was going to die. My God, have mercy on them. With all my heart, I forgive my enemies. Now that takes kingly strength, and you and I don't have it, but he does. And when we allow him to be Lord of our lives, we share in strength like that, power like that. And then, as Father Miguel went on, and before they fired at him, he held out his arms in the form of a cross with a crucifix in one hand and a rosary in the other, and he exclaimed, "Viva Cristo Rey! Long live Christ the King!" What a way to go. Interestingly, his feast day was yesterday, when that was the day he died. It always comes around this time, and he died before this was an actual feast on this day. You can see detailed pictures of his execution, since the government published them in newspapers, hoping that it would deter people from following their faith. This is what will happen if you decide to stay Catholic. But it had the opposite effect. His public witness to his king and to his faith inspired countless others in a movement called the Cristeros Movement. And no one would have thought then that just 52 years later, a pope would visit Mexico, the first of many visits. Blessed Miguel knew his king, and the world offered him no lasting power, only Christ, a king. So here's the key. Look at the gospel. The rulers said, "He saved others, let him save himself." The soldiers said, jeered at him, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." Even one of the criminals next to him said, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself." That's how we often view power. We view it as authority, domination, the capacity to save yourself. If you have enough money, you can save yourself a lot of inconveniences in this world. If you have enough political clout, you can save yourself from some things. When I was younger, I used to hope that the power of my father as a state trooper would save me from getting tickets. To be king and have power in this world is the ability to protect yourself. But the irony is that the true king, true power, true kingship with Christ the King, he's not one who saves himself, but the one who forgets himself in love. Not one who fills himself up, but the one who empties himself out. Not one who holds on to grudges, but the one who forgives. It's the power of self-emptying love, the same power that you and I see in the most holy Eucharist, what is going on right now. The reason that you see a crucifix there is because that is where we are. The Mass transports us to the one sacrifice of Christ on the cross, the ultimate act of love, because it is there that he gives himself to you, body, blood, soul, and divinity. He holds absolutely nothing back. He's giving himself completely to us through the Holy Eucharist. Do you want real power in your life? Stop trying to save yourself. Save somebody else. Forgive someone. You want to live in the power that's at the fiery foundation of the universe? Perform even the simplest act of love. Give God your all, become a loyal subject of Christ the King, and come to know the eternal joy that he offers you as a citizen of his heavenly kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us stand.